Welcome to you all, and thank you for coming to Solar Man's Sunday morning sermon. It is quite refreshing to see lots of people who look actually normal. I mean, there's no green, pink, red, orange hair. You seem to be dressed in respectable clothes, which proves there still is some normal people left on this clown planet. And some things are happening in the UK that are a bit, well, unnerving. Some building societies, and banks even, are closing people's account that they don't agree with the way they think. That's right. They don't want to keep your money because they don't like you. Makes perfect business sense, doesn't it? But this is how toxic wokeness is. Because that's exactly what it is. No common sense. No business sense. In fact, no logic at all. You can't run a business, or actually anything, on emotions and feelings alone. But femons use feelings and emotion all the time. There's very few femons that can actually think logically, at least for any length of time. Their emotions and feelings will always win over. Take a look at Disney. It's being destroyed from within by feelings and emotion, wokeness. And the only reason the company is still around is because it was so massive before. Otherwise, it would be gone by now. Just like all other companies that went woke. A lot of them are gone or going. And Disney has lost billions. Not many companies out there could survive that. Disney will go the same way. It'll just take longer. Unless they change their direction. And remove the destructive force. Wokeness. It definitely is the dark side. But if Disney continues on the same path, it will be destroyed as well. The trouble is that wokeness, or feelings and emotions, is devoid of all common sense. Think of a bank closing somebody's account because they don't like what car you drive. Wokeness doesn't pay attention to any facts or any reality. That's why people can now identify as a frog. I identify as a teapot. See my spout. But only on Sundays. Come on, guys, it's got femon written all over it. Take a look at mostly all the news nowadays. It's generally about, well, gossip. Who's dating who? Who's getting married? Who's just had a baby? There used to be some gossip columns like that, and some gossip papers. But now it's completely mainstream every day. That's what they consider as news. Guess what portion of society loves all that type of news? Of course, the first thing that wokeness does is destroys the quality of whatever it involves itself in. Oh, and everybody seems to be worried about a nuclear war. Oh, the big climate change. A meteorite's going to hit the planet. Look out for another pandemic. But really, the biggest scare of all is wokeness, which is pushed by femons. They always embrace it. You'll probably say, no, wokeness isn't bad where I am, but I bet you come across it every day now where you are even. I just have to walk out and walk down the street to see wokeness everywhere. It's more toxic than any pandemic I've ever been in. In societies, there's supposed to be an equal amount of femininity and masculinity. They kind of both work off each other. But masculinity is no longer allowed, and it's destroying societies that are run on feelings and emotions only, because it lacks common sense. It lacks logic. It forgets about the facts and just uses feelings. And it comes from femons. And if you don't believe me, just go talk with one. You'll see exactly what I mean. Well, thank you for listening. Now go home and think about what I've said today. Remember, same time next week, where the sermon will be, Why Rome Fell. And on your way out, please give generously. It costs money to wear these robes and stay in that big mansion of a house I have, and to run all those four cars. I can't run them on feelings alone. Thank you.